بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إنك تأتي قوما من أهل الكتاب فادعهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم 5 صلوات في كل يوم وليلة، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله قد افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد عن فقرائهم، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فإياك وكرائم أموالهم، واتق دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. متفق عليه. حضرت معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه said that Rasulullah sent me as a governor. This was to Yemen, and he said, "Verily, you are going to such a people who are from the Ahli Kitab, people of the Book. So invite them towards the Shahadat, La ilaha illallah, Anni Rasulullah, Allah, towards accepting the Kalima, for them to testify that there is none worthy of worship beside Allah, Subhanahu wa Taala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah." If they oblige and they accept this, so if they bring iman, if they accept it, then inform them, teach them, make them know that verily Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory upon them the 5 daily salat. So show them after iman the 5 daily salah. If they accept this, then explain to them and inform them that Allah Ta'ala has made zakat compulsory upon them, and it is to be taken from the rich people and then given to the poor amongst them. So zakat is taken from the rich and given to the poor. In this way, Islam shows us the manner, a correct way of helping the poor, the needy. At least Islam is concerned about the fuqara, those who don't have possession. So the rich will take out their money and give the fuqara. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَلِكَ If they accept this, so after taught them iman, they brought iman, salat, zakat. فَإِيَّاكَ وَكَرَائِمَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ When you send your governor, or you send your person, your messenger, to go and collect the zakat from them. In those days, a person was deputed to go and collect the zakat from the people. So he was given instruction and advice by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he goes to collect the zakat, then whatever is due, that's the zakat he must take. He must not take the precious wealth. He mustn't take away the very precious wealth. وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ Then Rasulullah says, and beware of the baddu'a, the curse of an oppressed person. In other words, if you are going to take the very precious possession, whereas there was not due, less than that was due, but you took a camel, there was much more worth from them, much more worthy, much more precious, instead of taking an ordinary camel which was compulsory for zakat, but you took something more precious, or you took some other item of them which is more precious, then you have made zulam upon the person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fear the baddu'a, the curse of an oppressed person. You oppress any person, then fear his dua he will make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he raises his hand, then between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or between this dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier, there is no obstacle. In other words, this dua will reach Allah immediately, and Allah will answer his dua, and the zalim, the oppressor, then will suffer the consequences of oppression. Hazrat Arif Billah Hazrat Kim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi had mentioned an incident, and he mentioned in his kitab also. He said there was a person who was married to a woman, he had children there in Karachi, and he had some ta'alluq, and he would come to the ulama and buzrughan deen. But later on in life, unfortunately, he fell into an illicit relationship with another woman. And when this happened, then obviously now his heart was now mile and turned towards the other woman, and then he began to abuse his first wife, and there was quarrel and there was arguments all the time and fighting in the house. There was no peace, and one day he cursed, he gave a talaq, he divorced her. 3 talaqs, took her out of the house with her children. He was not even, he didn't show any mercy upon her. Hazrat mentioned it was a cold winter's day. And all they had nothing besides whatever clothing they had. He removed them from the home. They came out of the house. This woman looked into the sky, and she cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, look at this zalim, what he has done to me. Nonetheless, he gets married to the other woman, and Mashayikh had stopped him and told him what you're doing is not right. He did not take heed. Shortly after that, he developed some type of disease. He became very, very ill. And the sickness then came into his body to such an extent that his second wife, or now the woman who he was married to, she eventually left him. She could not bear standing and tolerate his sickness and making his khidmat. Eventually, he passed away on the same bed in a very despicable condition. So, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. We've got workers for us. Make sure we pay them the salary in time. Don't overburden them. Don't make zulam upon any person. We have wives at home. We should not make zulam upon them. We have children. We have students. We have people around us who are our subordinates, those who are working for us. We should always bear in mind, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. Fear the baddua of the mazloom, the oppressed person, because between him, his dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. Allah will accept his dua. وعن أبي حميد عبد الرحمن بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال استعمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا من الأزد يقال له ابن اللتبية على الصدقة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had appointed a man from Azd tribe, and his name was ابن اللتبية. He was deputed to collect the zakat, the sadaqah from the people. فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ. Now when he came back to Medina after collecting the sadaqah from the people, so then he began to say, هَذَا لَكُمْ وَهَذَا أُهْدِيَ إِلَيَا. From the wealth that he collected, he began to say, well, this part of the wealth, this is for you, in other words, for Baytul Mal, this is the sadaqah. But you see the other things that are here. This was given to me as hadiyah, as a gift by those people. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah immediately stood up on the minbar and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave a khutbah, ثُمَّ قَالَ أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنِّي أَسْتَعْمِلُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ مِمَّا وَلَّانِيَ اللَّهُ. Verily I make a person deputed over some of the things that Allah has made me in charge of. In other words, here to go and collect the zakat and sadaqah from the people. فَيَأْتِي فَيَقُولُ. This man now comes back and he says, هَذَا لَكُمْ هَذَا هَدِيَّةٌ أُهْدِيَّتْ إِلِيَّ. This is your sadaqah wealth, and this is the remaining of the wealth. These are all mine, belongs to me because the people gave me hadiyah. أَفَلَا جَلَسَ فِي بَيْتِ أَبِيهِ أَوْ أُمِّهِ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُ هَدِيَّتُهُ إِنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا. Rasulullah says, then why does not this man sit at home, in his father's home, in his mother's home, and sit and wait and see if any hadiah comes to him? How is he, if he's true, if he's speaking the truth, then those people would have given him hadiah anyway. Not only when he went and collected the sadaqah and zakat. So, in other words, it was most probable that this person then just took away some of that wealth, zulman, and he claimed it to be his. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited this practice, that when you're going to collect money. So even for us, if they are collectors collecting for a madrasa, or people going collecting zakat, then do not come back and say, this was given to me hadiah. If that person really wanted to give you a hadiah, he could have given you before you went out to collect. Or on some other occasion, not on that occasion when you are collecting the positions of people, the sadaqah, the zakat, and now say, this is given to me as hadiyah. Wallahi la ya'khudhu ahadun minkum shi'an bighayri haqqi illa laqiya Allah ta'ala yahmiluhu yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah says, Allah's qasam, none of you takes anything unjustly except that he'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that position on over his shoulders. He will carry the burden on the day of Qiyamah of whatever item he took unjustly. فَلَا أَعْرِفَنَّ أَحَدًا مِنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ يَحْمِلُ بَعِيرًا لَهُ رُغَاءٌ أَوْ بَقَرَةً لَهَا فُوَارٌ أَوْ شَاةً تَيْعَرٌ ثُمَّ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى رُؤِيَ بَيَاضُ إِبْتَيْهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ ثَلَاثًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah says to the Sahaba, I did not wish to see you on the day of Qiyamah carrying a camel that's making a grunting sound, or carrying a cow that is making a moving sound, or carrying a sheep that is bleating. In other words, don't usurp these things and take it unjustly and take it unjustly and see this was given to me as hadiyah, as hadiyah. Then Rasulullah raised his hand towards the sky, so high that the Sahaba say we could see the whiteness of his armpit. Oh Allah, have I not conveyed the message? Oh Allah, have I not conveyed the message? Oh Allah, have I not conveyed the message? So from this hadith also, there are important instructions, advices for those who are collecting for organizations and institutions, be it a madrasa or whichever organization. You must be absolutely careful that nothing of that organization comes into your possession unjustly. So these are very, very important rules. Many people, Allah forgive us, they go on collection rounds, and people are giving money for that institution, not for the person, but he takes out some percentage from there for his own, or even buys his meals from there. This is totally unacceptable. This is against the Sharia. Another way of getting some salary, that's something else. But a person working for any institution, he should be very careful in a madrasa or masjid. Those funds which are for the masjid or for the institution goes solely for that purpose. He should not pocket any of the money, otherwise on the day of Qiyamah, this will be his condition. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.